A Prayer for Our Children by Emily Rose Massey, read by Leah Martin. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Isaiah 26:3. Many of us had big goals and big aspirations for last year, but just a few months into the year, chaos and panic seem to overwhelm our social media news feeds. And if we're being honest with ourselves, perhaps the panic overwhelmed even our hearts at times. Each day still seems to bring about more bad news than good news, and we've had to learn how to live differently than we've ever had to live before. It can be difficult right now to escape the noise and find clarity. Life as we know it has changed for many people. Adults are used to being faced with stressful situations like this, but one question that rings louder in my ears is, how are all of these changes impacting our children's lives, especially when it comes to their mental health and peace of mind? We should make sure we're asking the Lord to help our children fix their minds on Him, first and foremost. Change can often be overwhelming and scary, especially for children, and there's so many studies on the negative effects that chronic stress can have on overall health of a child. Our children need God's peace now more than ever. Isaiah 26:3 tells us that peace comes when one fixes their mind upon the Lord. It says, "You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you." God promises to give peace when we leave worry behind us and learn to trust that he is in control. This must be a reality in our own lives so that our children can model that kind of dependence on the Lord. Most importantly, we must teach our children about the faithfulness of God and his blessed sovereignty in the midst of uncertainty. We may live in the world, but we're not of it. We don't need to be tossed to and fro along with the chaos in the world. So let's pray that our children would learn to trust the Lord above all, even in the midst of such uncertain and difficult days. Father, we lift up our precious children to you today. We ask that you would help us make the right decisions about their lives as we seek your wisdom and cast fear aside. We trust that you're in control and that you'll protect our family in these confusing and often concerning days that we're living in. Most importantly, we pray that our children would learn how to lean upon you when they're worried or afraid of the changes that seem to be happening so quickly. We thank you for your perfect peace that comes when we fix our minds upon you and trust you completely. May we be an example to our children and lead them in all your ways so that they can walk in your peace and not be afraid of what may be ahead for them this year. You are faithful to protect us and provide for all our needs, and we thank you for being a good father to us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey everybody, I'm Dale.
And I'm Tamara.
We're hosts of the Kainos Project podcast,
where we help you tackle ancient Christian truths in everyday settings.
To learn more and subscribe, go to lifeaudio.com.